Now joining the program, head coach for Rushford Peterson football, Joel Hinkey. Coach, thanks so much for the time. As always, Friday night, a tough loss to Goodhue, 31-6, I believe, was the final score. You got a couple of days now to sort of recap in your head, watch the film. What were your takeaways from Friday night's loss?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is just attention to detail. We knew that Goodhue was a great football team going in. You know, looking at Minnesota scores, they're ranked 5 in the state. So we knew it was going to be a big challenge for us. So just paying attention to details and just understanding that, you know, not being able to take certain plays off or if we're tired, have to have some rotation so we have some fresh bodies in there. But just, like I said, doing our jobs and trusting our teammates that we're going to do that. We did that throughout the course of the game, but we didn't do it consistently enough to be able to have the output that we wanted.
So a couple of the top schools in this, you know, section, in this area, in this class, obviously there's Goodhue, obviously there's Blooming Prairie. You played Blooming Prairie a lot closer. What did you see in this game with Goodhue to where, what's the biggest difference that you think Goodhue has versus what the Trojans have?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I think we have all of the pieces to the puzzle that we need in order to, you know, beat great teams. And, you know, like, we're a great team ourselves. Like I said, it's just fitting all those pieces to the puzzle together. We got a lot of really great talent on our team, both offensive, defensive, and special teams. But going along with that, there's not a lot of experience that we have right now. We got a lot of young guys that are doing some great things for us. But over the course of the year, as they get more reps, as they get more chemistry with their teammates through practice, through games, we're starting to see those improvements. And, you know, our goal is to be the best football team that we can be in October so that we can roll through the playoffs and get to where we want to go.
Yeah, on that note, similar to what you guys did last year, that team last year was a lot better in Week 8 than they were in Week 1. What have you noticed with this team that has improved, regardless of the 1-2 record, regardless of the loss Friday night? What have you liked the most out of the improvement you've noticed week to week?
I think it's just the hunger. You know, obviously we've had a tough couple games against Blooming Prairie and against Goodhue. But, you know, meeting with our team and meeting with some of our leaders, you know, they're itching to get the ball moving forward. And we have it moving forward. But at this point, I think it's just having a little bit more sense of urgency. You know, like I said, we got some young guys who don't have a whole lot of experience. And as that experience starts to build up, we start to gain more confidence. And then, you know, we can start to roll week to week and have that success that we need. So, like I said, our hunger and our drive to continue to get better is probably the thing that I'm most excited about right now. You know, when bad plays happen during the game or at practice, our guys respond in a really positive manner as well. So those two things added up together, I think, can continue to push us in the right direction.
Speaking with Rushford Peterson head football coach Joel Hinkey. Coach, I wanted to ask you about Caden Johnson. He's had a couple of good games with Blooming Prairie and especially against Bethlehem Academy. Everything was going well against Bethlehem. You know, what did you think of him on Friday night? I remember last year, you know, it was sometimes a confidence issue with Caden, and when he'd get down on himself, it'd lead to more mistakes. How do you think he's worked through that in this time of a rough three-week stretch?
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of conversation with Caden Johnson over the last year or so. He was put in a really tough spot last year. He started four games for us at quarterback, ended up getting pulled, and we ended up going with somebody else. The biggest thing that, you know, I give him props all the time for this, and I make sure to talk to our kids about this too. When he did get pulled, he was the loudest kid on the sidelines on Friday night on offense. You know, he was there, he was engaged, he was doing everything that he could to put our team in a successful spot, even if he wasn't on the field. And I think that's where he really grew personally, you know, maturity-wise, but also just his football IQ. He really took that opportunity to get better, and it's really starting to show. He's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable in the pocket. He's understanding his reads a little bit more, and he's making those decisions at a quicker rate, which in turn obviously helps us on offense, move the football, communicate offensively, all of those different things. But the strides that Caden Johnson has taken over the last year or so, especially over these last couple weeks, he's been a big reason offensively of why we've been in football games, whether that's running the ball, throwing the ball, you name it. He's taken huge steps forward, and I can't be more proud of him than than what he's done for us.
You guys had a lot of turnover in the wide receiver room as well from last year to this year. How do you think Caden is doing meshing with those new wide receivers and getting on the same page with them throughout this year so far?
Yeah, we've started to, yesterday in film, for example, we spent probably, 35 minutes just chatting and talking about what we need to do without even watching the film. And the great thing about it was you could tell that these guys watched the film over the weekend and they had the answers to everything that we were going to talk about already. So, like I said, they're hungry for this. So we just got to make sure that they continue to communicate, whether that's at practice, whether that's at school, whether that's, outside of school, all of those things, bringing those guys together and having that relationship where they can trust each other. They know where they're going to be, when they're going to be there, and when that ball is going to come out. Like I said, chemistry throughout practice. We got a couple of younger guys that are playing some snaps for us on offense, but a lot of these guys, Dominic Corcoran has done some really great things for us last year. Isaac Oyen stepped into a little bit bigger role for us last year as well in the slot. He started to do some great things. Jackson Meldahl, obviously being our utility player. But then we got some other younger guys like Carson Johnson that we can rotate in. Landon Dahl has done some stuff for us on the outside as well. We have a lot of depth in the wide receiver room, as much as we did lose over, last year, the last couple years. Our guys are continuing to get better. They're insanely coachable, and they just want to do everything in their power to win.
What's the message for this week as you practice and prepare for Fillmore Central come Friday night?
I think the biggest thing, we got to be elite in everything that we do, whether that's watching film, whether that's practice, whether that's nutrition, whether that's sleep. We got to do things at an elite level to continue to go to where we need to be. We can't settle to be average and settle for what we think is okay or just good enough. We got to keep on reaching for that next pillar, keep moving forward, and not be satisfied with any results that we have.
I know we talked about this last week. It's always less about the opponent than it is about yourselves, but what are you sort of focusing on when it comes to Fillmore Central and that shotgun offense that they like to run?
Yeah, they run a lot of motion stuff. They like to send their slot guys motioning over to the jet side where the running back is. So a lot of that is just staying disciplined, reading our keys, making sure that we're looking where we need to look, and those keys will take us to the football play. And then at that point, it's let's be a football player, be a great athlete, wrap up, run your feet, and let's flip the field and get some points on the board. So I think that's just going to be our biggest piece is just trusting each other, reading our keys, and flying around and making football plays.
Last question for you here, Coach, and we're talking with Joel Hinkie, Rushford Peterson head football coach here. I can tell that you've learned a lot about your time as a player when it comes to your time as a coach now, and you use some of the same ideologies that I've heard from a lot of college football coaches. How much of the experience with your playing at Winona State have you used in your coaching career now since being an assistant at Rushford and now eventually taking over the head coaching job?
Yeah, my experience at Winona State was everything and more than I could have asked for. My coaching staff with Tom Sawyer, Cam Keller, all my wide receiver coaches, Zach Barton, who recruited me to bring me in, even though he was defense and special teams. Obviously I learned a lot of X's and O's and that sort of thing from Winona State, but football is way more than that. And so just learning the humanity side of things, being able to connect with your players and have that trust and have that communication to where, they feel like they can come and talk to you about anything that, is on their mind, things that they maybe want to do differently. Because at the end of the day, I don't know everything about football. That's something that I'm continuing to build, continuing to learn. My experience at Winona State obviously helped me tremendously in this area. One of the things that Coach Sawyer told me that I came in on my recruiting visit and told me and my family, he said, you guys, you're going to come in here an 18-year-old boy and you're going to leave here a 22-year-old man. And that's my goal with this program is, I want these kids to come through, and when they leave, that we're creating men that can make difference in our communities and in our society going forward.